You know, I just say the length and the burst off the ball. Obviously, it starts with Gerald McCoy and Levante David in the second level. Both tremendous players. You know, you look at David's numbers, and he's got upwards of 150 tackles every year, and I think he's probably closing in on that now. He's been playing in that same defense forever. He sees everything before it happens. Emotion happens, and, you know, you see them deciphering what's going on immediately. McCoy just has that first step, that burst that is unmatched almost in the league. You know, Aaron Donald's a guy with that kind of burst, and Sue has it as well. He can really jack some stuff up in your offensive game plan. So we know we've got a tough road ahead of us here this week, but we feel like we have the personnel, and if we can all be on the same page and just handle our assignments within our techniques, we'll be fine. I think that's absolutely real. You know, in terms of building momentum, like, you know, you play these divisional opponents. We have the Lions in the last week of the season, so there's another opportunity within our division, not necessarily to put us in a playoff spot because we know that's out the window now, but, you know, they're going to have, you know, probably a lot of turnover, but there's going to be some guys there who are going to be like, man, we played those guys last year at the end of the year, and, you know, they were a tough football team. You can leave that kind of impression on a team. You know, I am feeling that I'm making progress each week, and I know that sometimes there are some lowlights that may trump the good things that I've done. But, you know, I understand that as a professional, you got to move on and say, you know, you got to take it, the positives with the negatives, and try to focus on improving those techniques, because that's really where I'm getting beat is technically. And the more reps I get with the right technique in practice and individual periods will give me a better opportunity to have success on game day. You know, it is very tough because you look at his numbers and his efficiency as a blocker and the things he's able to do in terms of finishing guys and getting downfield and being athletic in space. And you take all that with his combination of leadership and football smarts, and he's a real scary individual when it comes to, you know, football. If I'm playing defensive line, I don't want to go against Matt Slauson. If I'm playing linebacker, I don't want to see Matt Slauson. And I think that's echoed across the league. And it's a test of his character when they don't name him to the Pro Bowl. He knows he deserves it, but he'll never say that he deserves it. And, you know, I got to work harder or whatever it is, but Slauson's an all-pro in my book, and he'll always be that way.